Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
O'clock hour today, our buddy Charles Davis previews Redskins Vikings. He's on the call for Fox. Make sure you're listening at 1:30. Bob Costas says football's a house of cards, and when you connect the dots, it's going to come crumbling to the ground. Said that football destroys people's brains, and there's no way around that. We're getting your reactions at 800-636-1067. Rich is in Olney. What's up, Rich?
Hey, Rich.
What's going on, guys? So this topic kind of resonates with me. I've had 11 documented concussions in my life, just from random, you know, sports here and there.
Wow.
And once you get one concussion, it's much easier to get your second and your third. I've only got one of them playing football. So once you get your first one, it becomes much, much easier to pick up a knock. You know, you bumped your head on, you know, whatever. You can get a concussion that way and it be undocumented through your life. And it seems kind of far-fetched that we're only looking at one sport, which is ironically the most popular sport, so the athletes are going to be, you know, much more in the spotlight. If you go to other sports, I'm sure you're going to find some brain damage here and there.
I completely agree with Rich.
It's a great call. So,
Sorry to cut you off, buddy.
Nobody is saying that we don't need more on this. Nobody's saying that. Everyone agrees.
I want more soccer players tested. I want more hockey players tested. I want more baseball players tested. I want more non-athletes tested.
Wrestlers tested, as we kind of alluded to. Anytime there's this kind of
impact. You getting rid of everything? Or just football?
So, again, here's the thing that when everybody else points to that, and this is what I said to my buddy, that one of my best friends, played college football and is very defensive about this when this kind of sort of conversation comes up. And he brings up the other sports, we don't know. I said, okay, that's fine. When Boston University did their most recent test, 110 out of 111 NFL brains had CTE. Of the regular population of football players that only played in high school and or college, 67 out of 91, over 70%, 74% in fact, of just high school and college players had CTE. Is that a huge sample when you're talking about 300 plus million people? Of course not. It's not. But it's a bigger sample than zero. It's a bigger sample than we didn't know what this was 10 years ago. It's a bigger sample than, he got his bell rung and he has bad vision sometimes and I can't find my way home. Some of those horror stories that you hear about former NFL players when they're talking on television. The point is, you can look at the other sports and I want to. I want to know who else has this thing. But I do know this. There's a correlation. You play football, you got a really, really high percentage chance you're getting CTE.
Absolutely.
That you could talk about other things. That's a fundamental baseline.
Texting with my buddy. He said, football's cooked. There's no way it gets safer unless it becomes flag football. If less people play younger, the skill level goes down. So many NFL teams already stink with all their injuries. The product gets worse. I think that's a whole different conversation. I said, product's not going to get worse. But, if the product will get worse, it's not going to be noticeable. His point is bad football is terrible, so many punts and millions of commercials, blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. AJ Green not playing when he's 14 years old is not going to make him worse on the third Sunday of the week for the Bengals in 2021. That's just not a correlation to me. Let's go to Tom in Manassas. What's up, Tom?
Hey, guys. Love the show, man.
What's up, Tom?
We're coming out of the dark on this topic, so the more light, the more research we get, you know, opinions are going to start to change. But it is deeply embedded in our culture. And the mentality of that first caller kind of shows that it's not going anywhere anytime soon because people are so just, oh, it's football, it's fine. Or what about the other sports? All right, it's okay. So I think it's going to take a while for the demise. But like you said, I think this is the start of football, NFL coming back down to earth.
Well, here's the other question,
too.
Thanks for the phone call is, okay, so you got athletes. I mentioned AJ Green, so I'll stick with him. Let's say they don't play football until high school. Fall in love with football. They get drafted. They go to Georgia, whatever. And ultimately, they're a top 10 pick and a star. What about when those athletes start choosing other sports because of the risk of head trauma, because of the research being done? And all of a sudden, AJ Green's playing for the Miami Heat instead. Or we've seen this in baseball. I talk to the draft picks every year in June of the Major League Baseball draft. And you get guys like Hunter Green from the Urban Academy out in Compton, mm-hmm. who in Los Angeles decided, I'm going to play baseball. That's a guy who could have played another sport. Giancarlo Stanton was recruited to be a great wide receiver at USC, mm-hmm. chose baseball. If that happens more, what would that mean for the game? Cody's in Durwood. What's up, Cody?
Hey, so I was I am a journalism student at Maryland, and I went to the symposium. It was absolutely incredible. And I really agree with Costas's point. I think it's just an issue of information. And as we see the preliminary information of what's coming out, you see people changing their minds. And it used to be like, I mean, cigarettes were given out for stress. Heroin was given out as a painkiller in the late 1890s. Like, it's just the more information that comes out, the more people are going to change their minds. And you're always going to have the people who are steadfast in the football and you have to prove your masculinity through hitting the guy next to you. But I think it's just going to change. It's going to be a culture change as that grows out and the more information becomes available.
Thanks for the call.
Good call.
Greg is in Ashburn on Grant and Danny. What's up, Greg? What do you make of Bob Costas saying the NFL is a house of cards and it could come crumbling down?
First of all, thanks for taking my call. I think Bob Costas is 100% correct. And I think that a lot of people are looking at this from the wrong direction. They think that the popularity of the sport is going to help the sport survive. In reality, the people who have control of this and make that decision are the insurance companies, the insurance underwriters. And I can tell you right now that the NFL can probably self-insure for some period of time. And your Michigans and your Ohio States, they can self-insure for some period of time. But high schools can't afford this, not when 60-some percent of those kids are starting out with CTE.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see high school football gone in 10 years, just gone, because no school system is going to pay the price to insure that.
I think 10 years is extremely aggressive, but I do think his point is super smart.
It is.
There was a school in this area, and I'll look it up during the break. I think it was a D.C. school that does not have football this year because kids didn't come out for it to the point where they could field a roster.
Yeah, my alma mater had – now, they were still a football team, but the numbers are staggering. It looks like what happened to everybody? Did everyone get suspended when you go to a game? There's 20-some kids, and that's kind of it. That's the new reality that you're living in a lot of places. Now, granted, I went to a really nerdy Lily White prep school that I loved, but still, it's a different animal than the rest of the population. But still, I guess you go to this, and Tony Kornheiser actually made a point on this panel that I think is a great one, and that's kind of counter to the tide. And Lorenzo Alexander made the same point when he was sitting in with me one day when you were out. It's that when you've got the I don't know what the right word is. When you've got the security to be able to make a choice that says no, thank you. Like, I'll give you an example. I played with Mark Teixeira coming up in baseball for so many years. He got drafted and was offered $1 million. He said no, thanks. Whereas everybody, every one of our teammates is like, are you flipping kidding me? You're going to turn down this signing bonus from the Red Sox? And goes, yeah, I'll go to college and get more later. Because he knew he would.
Is that good? Yeah.
To everybody else, you're going, how could you turn that down? To somebody that doesn't have the safety of being, you know, going to a really nice prep school or kind of whatever else, it becomes, well, yeah, this is a pretty obvious choice. I'm going to play football. What am I at risk? I'm already at risk, dude. My whole life is risk. It'll become kind of the realm of the poor. And there's enough people that will say, yeah, it's worth it to me to pursue this, even though I know there are inherent risks to my body and my brain. There are enough people that would never think twice about it.
Andrew on Twitter, other sports is the key here. Do not tell me Le'Veon Bell couldn't play soccer and make more money. Bill says, attended a concussion seminar. I was told there that a doctor said to us, girls volleyball, huge number of concussions, mostly because neck muscles torque the head when diving and the brain sloshes around. And so people chiming in on Twitter at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny. You can hit us up, 800-636-1067. Bob Costas saying that football ruins the brain and that football could go away and that it's only a matter of time before all these dots get more and more connected. Do you buy what he's selling? 800-636-1067.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.